Hello, it's Victoria, and welcome to a new episode of Something New. Today, we're going to talk about how it is to move countries and study in a new country. We're here with our special guest, Carlo Pinilla.
Hey, what's up? My name is Carlo. It's a pleasure to be here in the podcast, Victoria. Thank you for the invitation. It's really a pleasure to be here.
We're going to start off with the very first question I have for today's episode, which is, what do you think is what changed the most when you moved countries to study somewhere else?
At least in my experience, I studied a year and a half in the United States. My first year was completely in Pennsylvania, and my second, like part of my second year, was in New York. And what I'd say really changes is probably, like excluding the language, that of course changes a lot, it will be the people, how they act. Because at least I'm from Mexico, and in Mexico, the culture, like the people socially and the culture is really different from the US. Like it was a drastic change, for example, going out to party on the weekends and going to, in the US, going to a friend's house to play video games, for example, you know, like it's a really drastic change that you could adapt, you know, to survive. So yeah, I'd say that the social standpoint is probably what changes the most.
In what ways do you think people were different when they talked to you in relation to people here in Mexico?
At least for me, in my experience, people in Mexico are like more outgoing, like they really like to party more, you know, the party culture here in Mexico is crazy. In the US, it's depending on the people. Of course, that the ethnic background and culture impacts on someone's personality and how they act. But at least in my experience, people in the United States were really nice and really interested in getting to know me just because I was from a different place.
Okay. And as we know, people are different all over the world. But what changes is the way we learn to adapt somewhere else. Do you think it was easy for you to adapt there because you were surrounded by that environment? Or did you learn, like, over the time how to adapt better?
At least what I know is that the human species is the most adaptable creature in the world. We're able to adapt to almost any environment we're presented in. So at least for me, I was able to adapt to the climate as well. So like Pennsylvania was really cold and I adapted to that really quickly. And then when I came back to Mexico on vacation, I was like frying myself in the heat. I was sweating and everything. But yeah, it wasn't easy per se, just because it was my first time experiencing that new environment. And to be able to adapt, the experience is different from everyone else. But at least for me, I was really holding on to the idea of Mexico. Like I wasn't letting go.
And so, when you were there, did you continue to have contact with the people you did when you were in Mexico, or your parents, or how did your relations change?
At least for me, I'm a person that really likes to live in the present. So I know it contradicts what I just said earlier, but I've changed. It changed me. So when I got to the US, I almost had zero contact with my Mexican friends, only like the really close ones, like two times a week or something like that. And of course with your parents, you know, they're your parents, they're really worried about you, they really care about you. So with my parents, it was like I talked to them really often. So at the beginning of the year when I had just got there, I talked to them like one time a day, two times a day, and after maybe like once a week, you know, like when you're already adapted and everything.
Okay. And what would be any advice you would give to someone who is going to study somewhere else?
It would be to have an open mind, to talk to a lot of people depending on what you're going to. But having friends really helps with the adaptation process, because feeling lonely really gets you into like overthinking everything and like really questioning. When you're with friends, you're like in the present, you're like evading yourself, you're like preoccupying yourself with like things that aren't as important as other stuff, you know, like you're able to distract yourself from what's going on internally. So my recommendation would be to find friends, like talk to everyone.
And when you were in a new place, didn't you miss being in a comfortable space where you grew up in and where you didn't have to make like any extra efforts to talk to new people or like meet someone new? Because I know it may be a lot of effort to be like, in the first day especially, like having to talk to everyone and like be socially open to everyone. Didn't you miss like the old times?
Nah, to be honest, I'm a person that really likes to focus on the present, so it was really hard just because of all the great relationships that I had back in Mexico, but I knew that I had to take advantage of this opportunity that, of course, it makes you grow a lot, and if you use it correctly, you'll mature really, really fast. So, yeah, now what I miss the most, to be honest, was my room, to have a room alone. Because at least in my experience, my first school, I had two roommates, then one. I had some problems with my roommates. They had a really messed up sleep schedule, so I normally go to sleep early, but them dudes went to sleep at like 4 a.m. It was crazy, so I had some problems with them. And yeah, to have your room alone, you know, you never know what you have until you don't have it anymore. You don't appreciate the little stuff. So that was definitely an eye-opener. And going to the point, you know, because I know that I got a little bit out of the question, I missed the relationships that I had here in Mexico, of course. But everything's different. I feel like life is, it's cycles. And I feel like I had closed that cycle in my life and that going to the US was a new one. So yeah, of course I missed it, but you know, you gotta look forward and do the most with your opportunities.
Well, thank you so much for being in this episode.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm sorry for the background noise because I was in school, but I really enjoyed having this interview and it was really open-minded because I love hearing from other people's perspectives because I went to study outside as well, and hearing from them just makes it a lot more relatable because once you are studying outside, it feels like you're alone. It feels like all your friends back at home are living the same lives you used to live, and they're comfortable in their own houses with their friends and everything, and you're out there in the world like with new people, new school, a new house maybe. And yeah, it may be hard, so knowing that there's more people dealing with this is very comforting. So yeah, it was great hearing from this point of view, which also made me realize that it's not only the physical aspect that changes. Like, of course you're moving countries, you're moving places, you're moving schools, like it's different people, like that's obvious. But it's more than that, it's culture, because maybe if you're in a country like Carlo, who was in Mexico his like whole childhood, if he moved schools within Mexico, there may have been like, of course, different people, but it was like the same type of people because they're raised in similar ways and they have similar traditions. But that's not what happens when you move countries, because you not only change people, but you also change type of people who live there. Because here, they may raise you with some ideals, some like manners, but there's different, so you really need to learn to adapt. And as someone who is still developing, growing, and figuring out who they are, such as teenagers, because we're teenagers, so we still don't know how to act or how to be with people, like who we are. And then when you change countries in the middle of the stage, it's very, maybe very confusing and sometimes stressful, because if you don't feel like you fit in at some point, you may feel like you're doing it all wrong because your culture is different. So it's kind of hard to adapt to something you've never known, and all the people around you have been there probably their whole lives. So it is important to understand if you're going in an exchange year or just going to study to another country, you're moving, whatever you're doing, just keep in mind that you're not the only one doing that. And if you're not adapting, it's not your problem because you're literally new to the environment and these people may have been in that school forever. So just take the advice that Carlo previously stated, which was that You should talk to everyone. Don't be shy, because really shyness is based in insecurity, and you don't have anything to be insecure about. People know that you're new and they're welcoming. In my experience, like, speaking the truth, if you're not open since the first minute you get there, then people are going to realize that you're not that open, and then maybe it will be harder for you to change afterwards. So if you go in having that mindset that you're new and everyone knows that you're new, and just take advantage of that, you know, use it for your own good, and be like if you, for example, don't know how to get to your class or whatever, don't be shy, don't be wandering around looking for a teacher to ask you, just ask your classmates. It's actually a great bonding opportunity, because you have an excuse to make friends, you have an excuse to let them know that you need their help or like want something, and then you can start a conversation, and you know how it goes. So yeah, don't be shy, just be open, you're not alone, don't feel insecure. If you're struggling within the first weeks, just know that it's probably gonna get better. It's something new, you know. So yeah, I'm really enjoying recording this podcast because I love talking about these topics. And I'm not going to talk about being a new student in a new school for the whole podcast, but it is a topic that I really enjoy and can relate to. So I'm definitely going to talk about it more. And also in my new episode coming this next week, I think, I'll be talking about the challenges of being a new student and some of the advantages, what may be difficult, and I'll give off some advice. So if you want to hear more about what I have to say about anything that has to do with change, you can follow this podcast and then you'll get updates. I'll be posting every week. I'm still not sure on what day exactly, but yeah, every week I'll have a new episode up, and I hope you are enjoying the podcast, and stay tuned for the next episode, which I'm very excited about.